Fucking let's go, Finesse.
Blog Talk Radio.
Monday and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Shout out to the host, L. Bull. My man, T-Ro. Joel the G. What's poppin', baby? Yeah. You heard it here first, by the way. Streets is watching. Sports is popping. L Boogie and T-Ro, no other option. The Streets is talking radio live Monday and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Freestyle Fridays. You heard me here first when you step into that asylum. UL's the G, L.A. banging, them niggas wildin'. T-Ro from that redneck state, I'm talking Dallas. That's why he run with nothing but shooters like he a Maverick. L Boogie from the cutthroat state, land of the heartless. And even though he good, I still got him regardless. It's G and me, it's gold mine music empire. The Streets is talking, the radio's live, tune in to fire. Yeah, the Streets are talking radio, man. Tune in every Monday and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Shout out my man L Boogie, T-Ro, Joel the G. Shout out to Dallas, L.A., Cleveland. I go by the name of the Finesse, people. Go my music empire. Streets are talking. Tune in.
It's the Streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. What the deal, T-Ro, Joel the G? It's a Madness Monday.
G-G-G-G-G.
Yeah, buddy.
See?
Woo, what a weekend. What a weekend leading up to next weekend. And before we get the next weekend, you know what I mean? Let's talk about what's just transpired over this weekend. T-Raw, let's start. Let's go backwards. Let's go NFL first, and then we're going to go NCAA. NFL, bro. Who, I just want to ask you this. There was a lot of great games on, you know, yesterday. But I just want to ask you this, you know, a couple, you know, headlines. I'll tell you a couple of them, and you just tell me your impression. You know, no team in the AFC North won a game in week one. Quarterbacks slinging the ball around. They're throwing that peel this year. I mean, I watched a lot of games. They're throwing that peel. You know, your thoughts about, you know, old Geno Smith, that is. And, you know, it's a lot of couple other headliners. Mike Smith debuted him for Miami. You know, Colin Kaepernick, he put it on my pack. I ain't even going to lie. Old Reggie Bush looked like he was back at SC yesterday.
And so, when you said Mike Smith, I think you meant to say Mike Wallace, the receiver for Miami down there.
Right, I mentioned, right, exactly. Mike Wallace down there in Miami. And then, you know, one part of the segment of the show, you know, we didn't develop You Big Dummy. And we'll get to that later on in the show. But, Ro, you know, just tell me some of your impressions, you know, week one. And tell me some of your, you know, concerns. What do you think, you know, some teams? I know it's just week one. But tell me who impressed you, win or loss. And who do you think is in trouble or needs work, you know, pending, going on? Even though it's only week one, where's your panic button for a couple teams?
Oh, man, you know, first of all, I want to say what's up to all the Streets is Talking listeners out there this evening on this Madness Monday, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, what I was very impressed with, I must say, I'm going to start it off from the top. I'm going to get love what love deserves to be given. Boy, the San Francisco 49ers, woo, man. If them boys look like that every week, oh, man, it's going to be tough for the league to match up to the San Francisco 49ers because it's already unfair that the Baltimore Ravens gave up a six-round draft pick for Anquan Boldin. I mean, that just doesn't make sense to me. And then you give him up to San Francisco where he just, you know, first game, 200 yards. You know, I mean, just receiving. I mean, that's just ridiculous, man. And Colin Kaepernick doesn't look like he's missing a beat. The San Francisco 49ers defense look like they ready. And much love to the 49ers and John Harbaugh's team, man. Those boys look exciting, and I'm just pretty sure that they just going to look good like that each and every week. You know, I was very impressed, you know, on Thursday what Peyton Manning did and the Denver Broncos. You know, I thought that there was going to be a lot of quarterbacks out there to try to, you know, match or outdo Peyton Manning. But, I mean, even little Eli, he didn't throw for 7 touchdowns, but he sure put up 450 passing yards against Dallas last night. So, I mean, there's some guys out there that have some high quarterback ratings. That was, like you said, these guys are throwing the pill. And so I'm going to give it up to the NFC, and I'm going to give it up to the San Francisco 49ers first. Now, another person that I was impressed with, you might disagree with me on this one, but I'm going to stand up, and I'm going to salute my man, Mr. Geno Smith. What the? Oh, my goodness. You mean to tell me Geno Smith and got an NFL victory in week one? I didn't think it was going to be possible. I didn't think this guy was going to have a chance to start in this league. And I just have to, Geno, I salute you, baby. You just got to give it props, L Boogie. You got to clap your hands for the young fella, man. Even though we have a you big dummy moment in that game, but I must say, he did what he has been speaking on since before he got drafted. He said he was going to come in the league, do his thing, and lead his team to the playoffs. And by golly gee, he got drafted by the Jets, and it looks like he was going to have to put his foot in his mouth, but it looks like he just might be able to do something that's the unthinkable. So big ups to you, Geno Smith. I don't think you got what it takes, but, hey, you're proving me wrong week one, and there's still a lot of football to be played, but I was very impressed with you, Geno, I must say. Now, L Boogie, who I'm not so impressed with after looking at week one, man, what's up with the Pittsburgh Steelers, man? I don't know what's going on with the Steelers, man. I mean, usually Big Ben is able to do his thing and come back and, you know, bring his team to victory, even if it's a close game. But, man, I don't think Pittsburgh is going to hold up. And that stat that you mentioned last on Friday about the team that didn't win a preseason game, you know, it's only a 16% chance of that team making it to the playoffs. And Pittsburgh, you sure starting off on the wrong foot. So that means you didn't win neither one of your preseason games, and you start the regular season with a loss. So, man, I think Pittsburgh, yeah, you got to press that panic button right now, man, because Pittsburgh, I think, may have their hands full this year. You know what I mean? And then we'll see. I just didn't like what I saw from Pittsburgh. And we'll see. I mean, if Minnesota, I don't want to push the panic button. I'm going to give it a 5 on the panic button for Minnesota right now. But Christian Ponder, man, you got to do a better job. You got the best guy in the league. You got some receivers that can come over to your team. Come on, man. Quit throwing interceptions, Christian Ponder. Get your mind right. So that's where I'm at after week one, L Boogie. What's your thoughts? Who were you impressed with? Because I know you were hurt when your Packers went down to the 49ers.
Wow. That's all I can say. And I'm going to give a big up to, you know, Colin Kaepernick. Yeah, he burnt us. I mean, big up to Clay Matthews, though, because the streets is talking. Sometimes you got to give one to take two. So, you know, hey, big up to you, Clay. You took one for the team. They're going to dock you. But I understood where you were coming from, knowing that we in the streets.
Right.
Now, that other number, that number 7, it's a couple number 7s. Geno Smith is one of them. Did he impress me? Kinda. Reason I say kinda. Reason why I can't give him all the credit is because it's week one, but He forced a play. It wouldn't have happened if he wouldn't have scrambled and got out of bounds and got hit. So I can't not give him credit for not being impressive because he was trying to make plays. So I will give him that. But at the same time, just that whole, just the Jets period, they know that they got away with one. They stole one. But that's football. So you're going to get a couple of those. So I was impressed with him. The other youngin, rookie quarterback that started, E.J. Manuel, you know, 150, 105.5 QBR. He didn't lose the game. See, when you're young like that, Geno Smith just did enough to win the game. Like, just manage the game. Don't put us in a situation. If you do extra like you did, that was great. You know what I mean? So I was impressed with that. Honestly, I was impressed with, and I had to give him props, I was impressed with Atlanta's defense. Even though they gave up 23 points, I thought they were going to give up more, so they're improving. But I have to agree, Big Ben, 76.7 QBR, 191, I'm concerned. Cam Newton, you're in your third year. I'm concerned. Big up to Terrell Pryor, though. Even though he only had a 70.6, he had over 100 yards rushing, then 217 in the air. Big ups to him. I got to give props to that. You know who I wasn't impressed with, Ro?
Who?
Right now! I'm not impressed with RG3. You're going to get him killed. Sit down. You need to do the Derrick Rose. Slow your roll. The Kobe hand. I am not impressed. Mike Vick, big up to you. I was a guy that said you can't win right now in your career. You're doing good. It's week one. I still salute you, and it was only halftime. Two in the air, one on the ground. Whoever got him in fantasy football, I know you smell the money. And, Ro, last but not least, who I was not impressed with, and I keep telling him, he's old. he's NBG, nothing but garbage. Brandon Wheaton, you Cleveland Browns fans, I love you to death, but you know I keep trying to tell you, you don't have a quarterback. And if you had if you always talk about North Turner, yes, he worked a tight end. But you got Clint, you got Trent Richardson running 25 times. Tannehill, I salute you too because the Browns defense held those guys under 40 yards and still won the game by 13 points.
40 yards of what? Total offense or just rushing?
Rushing. Not one guy. Total offense rushing under 40 yards. And you mean to tell me you could not keep the game close and win at home? Whew. But like you said, no team in the NFC North won the game. So, hey, they still got a chance.
Everybody's still open, so next week will be better.
And another thing I'm going to tell you I'm impressed with, Ro, is the NFL period. Matching up teams in the same conference, coming out week one, knowing you have to win that conference game in some instances. It was great games all over the league. You know, so I just want to say big up to the NFL. We have one on tonight, one later, but division rivals, I mean, it was great. And when we come back, you know what I'm saying, from commercial, you know, we got a couple other thoughts. You know, we're going to talk about Mike Wallace. You know, Mr. Sue, he's in trouble again. You know what I mean? We'll talk a little bit about, you know, the Jets and the Pats on Thursday. And we got to talk about this NCAA. You know what it is. Texas A&M, Alabama.
Saturday, high noon. And don't forget about the money team. Woo! So what you saying? Produced by DJ Steph, T-Roll, Jewel the G, I'm L Boogie. Let's go. Streets is talking.
Kill the noise. We don't play when it's time to slay. I get a cut from my homie, yo, they're not late. Back and Mac and all the rhymes I pack. And wait for a sucker to jump and then attack.
Well, I'm known to be the master in the MC field. No second, 87, 88, you kneel. Stop producing, get loose when it's time to perform. Whack a sucker like mop and blow.
That's where it's born.
Back the second time, put on a different assignment. To do a sucker, new jack. Who needs to rap in the line? Cause I'm the cream of the crop when it's time to do a show. Girlies on my jock for my dope intro. As I glance at the double, K microphone. Record. Turn on my callers, say a mic checker to the ladies and all party goers. Some call me P, another slow flower. Brothers on my jock for the way I hold a piece of spear. So what you saying? Understand what I'm saying, catch a sucker in my way, and I'm playing. Taking no shorts, showing vital signs. You can tell by my lines that I'm getting mines in 99, because I'm fine as wine. Sit back and recline, watch the sunshine, take a stroll, listen to rock and roll. Catch a flick at the movies, dance a bowl, because I choose to refuse this black. When I'm back, I take a chance, Jack. So I must attack with knick-knack, patty-whack, so I won't lack. All my style is left, and then deadly as crack.
While I'm playing music, playing, the sucker is lame. A battle in the trenches where the funky be playing. Cause with a partner like a double, don't come a dime a dozen. I can't have bloody made it, but you can call cousin. Cause as we climb the charts, better known as statistics. Brothers on our job while we kicking ballistics. Dropping hits like I'm house, and you got to chill and more. The proof is in the pudding.
So check the billboards.
People around town talking this and that. How we sound like the R, and our music is whack. Drop the album strictly business, and you thought we were fold. 30 days later, the LP went gold. So what you saying?
Simon and T. Row and producer DJ Steph. T. Row.
Yo, yo, yo.
Man, before we get to the NCAA, man, you guys got away with one last night with the little man fumbling twice.
We can't let Eli cover the crib. Eli can't come to the new AT&T Stadium and win five games in a row. He got lucky winning four in a row.
They didn't call Willis McGahee, Brandon Jacobs, and Joe McKnight off the couch.
On behalf of David Wilson. Appreciate you, David Wilson.
Man, that's what I say about just gunslinging the peel around the league. And like I said, it's like a, you know, the streets is talking, man. So, man, they just like, man, they on the block slanging, man. They slanging dope, man. They slinging that football like it's just dope, and they catching it. Man, are you kidding me? Guys, Peyton Manning, 462 yards. Kaepernick, 412. Breeze, 357. Eli, 450. A-Rod, 333. I mean, guys are just throwing the pill around. Even Terrell Pryor had over 200.
Yeah, this is the season, man. I mean, with the read option, it's so much that's out there now. You know, it's so much of a copycat league. Some of these guys are even taking the playbook of the New England Patriots and trying to add a twist to it. So you're seeing a lot of guys being successful in throwing this thing, and it's getting really exciting to see the ball being thrown around to just not one or two different receivers. You see some of these quarterbacks who are throwing to six, seven, eight different receivers, and you have three that are averaging 100 yards per season. So, you know, it's getting kind of crazy, and I really like what I'm seeing from all the quarterbacks. But, you know, when the season really gets into the thick of things, you know, mid-week eight, mid-season, you know, it'll start breaking off, and you'll start seeing who are the distinct quarterbacks in the league today, because these numbers will start breaking and shaking off, and then the elite will separate themselves from just the average. So it's going to be cool. What I must say about the Cowboy game last night, what I love about Eli Manning is that no matter how hard or how bad he does in a game, you know, I don't understand why people are not really talking about Eli and how many turnovers he had, because he looked worse than Tony Romo on Tony Romo's worst night, but yet he still threw for 450 yards and had an opportunity for his team to win. And, you know, that's the difference between Eli and, you know, other quarterbacks that are out there. Even when he has a bad game, you can't say it's a bad game, because he threw for four touchdowns and still did what he was supposed to do to have the team in a position to win. So I think the Giants might be okay if they could win some of these close games. I just think the Cowboys got lucky last night. But, you know, a win is a win. So did New England. New England got some things to work on, too. So, you know, I don't care how it looks. Just as long as we get the W, I will take it. And we got that week one, and we face Kansas City next week. Hopefully we don't, you know, have a debacle like we did last season where we beat the Giants in New York, and then we went and played Seattle, and Seattle just drug us in the mud. So I'm hoping that we can learn from our mistakes of what we did last year and bring the intensity and the fire to pick it up and do better than what we did in week one to, you know, start off 2-0 instead of 1-1. Because, you know, if you start off 1-1, your season can really go just about anywhere. So, but, you know, it is what it is. Yeah, we got lucky last night. I'm going to wipe my brow on that one. Stand up and clap for Tony Romo. And, you know, we're going to live to see another day. We got week two, baby, and we're going to I don't want to say it, but I just hope that we can really put it on Kansas City, because Kansas City did look good yesterday against Jacksonville.
I'm very concerned about two guys right now, and the guy, your boy Sue. What happened, Ro? He got in trouble again.
Yeah, and Dominican Sue is just a man, I don't want to curse tonight. I know we got the youth out there listening, you know. But in Dominican Sue, man, you got to chill out, man. I know it's a difference of being who you are outside the lines and then being that beast that you are inside the lines on the field. Come on, Sue. You got to quit it, man. If you don't think that people can see what you're doing around the world, man, you have to stop what you're doing. Everything you're doing looks like you're doing it on purpose. Not to say that you're not a tough individual that plays hard every down. I know it's times when, you know, especially where you have to do your dirt, I know that it gets grimy up in there. You know what I mean? But what you're doing is exploiting yourself and getting caught, you know, on national TV where people can rewind it and play it over and over. The NFL Network, ESPN, Fox Sports 1, everybody want to show it over and over again. And I'm tired of seeing what you do bad, because they show more bad than what you do good, and you're a great defensive player. So stop it with the antics, man. You're killing me. I don't know what to do about Ndamukong Suh, man. It's just, he getting on my nerves there, but what's your thoughts?
The streets are not only talking, but they watching now?
They
are watching, so the camera is already on you. It's just like you're ex-felon, and you just get out. You know they're going to see if you're going to make the same exact mistake that you made the first time. And you keep getting hit, and they give you time, and then after a while, they just give you 10. Donovan, they're going to really punish you if you keep doing this. You need to chill. Slow down the Kobe hands. So I'm very protective of him. I hope that, you know, he gets himself together. You know what I mean? And, you know, last but not least, I'm going to say this. We was watching, you know, we watched all the games. You know, TV's everywhere. You know, Mike Wallace's debut for Miami.
Suck!
But listen to this, though. You got to say this, too, Ro. Even though he only caught maybe 2 balls, his effectiveness opened it up for other guys to have man-to-man coverage. Hardline had a game.
He sucks. I don't care what to say. Speed, like, man, look, he don't have Big Ben. Not taking anything from Ryan Tannehill. I'm not saying Tannehill don't have a nice little quarterback style, but when you're trying to put that tater down there, down yonder, you know what I mean? Don't nobody do it better than Big Ben, man. And that cat, he don't have that. Yeah, he left, and now he going to really see what it's like. He say he's upset at himself for not performing like he should have. But guess what? When you're a number one receiver like that and everybody know you got that 4.2, 4.3 speed, man, they know how to knock that. Without Big Ben, yeah, when you had Big Ben, you led the league 18, you know, receptions of 50 yards or longer, you know. Yeah, I understand all that. But you don't have Big Ben. You got Ryan Tannehill, Pippen. So I hope you don't be disgusted and busted every week. Because, man, I'm going to let you slide on this one, but I don't believe you got what it takes, Mike Wallace, and I hope that, you know, what they paid you to go over there, I hope that you can, you know, get you 1,000 yards receiving, because some of these guys got a nice little lead on you already, so you can get your game right, Mike Wallace. Step it up, baby. Let's go.
And for you Cleveland Browns fans, I know you're going to hate for me to say this, but after week one, if I were you, I would just tank the season and try to get a quarterback. Moving on to the NCAA. Now,
boy,
we
you
had
wrong.
To,
that boy wrong.
We had a couple strong games yesterday, Saturday. We're moving backwards now. We went from Sunday to Saturday. South Carolina went down to Georgia, and I have to give it up to Aaron Murray. Am I correct?
Yeah.
He did his thing. Big up to you. I didn't think you had it in you. You didn't do well against ranked teams in the top 10, and you put it on them. Now, also big up to Michigan. Mr. Garner, you're looking good down there with that number. You know, that's keep that 98. You might want to keep playing with that. And, you know, Florida, I salute you. Excuse me, University of Miami of Florida. I salute you. The U. You knocked off Florida. And listen, no disrespect, but it lets me know where Florida is as well. Trouble.
Street.
Man, why Golston do Notre Dame like that, Ro? First of all, let's talk about, you know, whichever game you want to, the South Carolina, the U game. But I, you know, want to get to my man, Everson Golston. He's hurting Notre Dame, and he's hurt. I mean, do you see this? They look totally different without that quarterback. It's going to be curtains. It might not be a good year for Notre Dame.
What I'm going to say is that, you know, the coach, Coach Brian Kelly, actually gave Michigan some billboard material earlier part of the week saying that Notre Dame going down to Michigan at the Big House, you know, the last game played at the Big House between Notre Dame and Michigan was just another regular game to him. It wasn't mentioned as a rival game. And so I think Michigan took that kind of personal, you know, had some billboard material, put it up there and had something to stare at and listen to all week. And when it came down to actual game time, Michigan was just ready. You know what I'm saying? They had the quarterback, Gardner. He wasn't wearing his regular number 12. He wore number 98, special occasion for the game, and let those boys have it. You know what I mean? And is Everson Golston hurting his team? Of course he is. But that just plays from last year, L Boogie, because what happened was that, you know, during Notre Dame's run last year, he decided that he wanted to, you know, do more partying and do more celebrating with the success of Notre Dame than actually being a student first to make sure that he was going to be eligible to start this season. So he's sitting out because he's ineligible from what occurred last season. So, you know, just a dumb mistake from a freshman. You know, he has a couple of more semesters to think about it and look back on it. So, you know, yes, he's hurting his team, but even with him there, I think they still would have lost at the Big House because Michigan wasn't playing around, even though Notre Dame had an opportunity to take the lead late in the fourth quarter. But, you know, that's when Golston would have been that's where he was missed the most. And so I just believe that it wouldn't matter, man. Michigan had their number, and, you know, even if Golston would have been there, I don't think Notre Dame would have been able to pull it off this year. It was the last game between the two. And so we're going to see, you know, what happens for the rest of the season. I don't think it hurts Notre Dame because Notre Dame's schedule gets kind of, you know, I'm not going to say soft, but they have a couple of games left, you know, with some major talents. And we'll see what happens. I think they can survive with one or maybe even two losses for the season.
Wow. It's going to be very interesting. As you see, the teams in the SEC, they maybe can afford two losses because the conference that they're in. So it's going to be very interesting. Georgia would have really been in trouble if they went down 0-2. Clowney, after two games, one sack. How do you think his effectiveness was against Georgia? I thought he played relatively, you know, for his position pretty good. To me, I think because of the preseason hype, I think that we put too much. When I say we, I'm speaking of us because we're media as well. I think we put too much hype on this kid. And I think that it paid, and I think Coach Mike Rick, I think he did that on purpose before the season, just for this game, by saying that Clowney was the best football player, not just in college, but maybe in NFL, arguably. I think that he played a psych game on the kid, just playing up to this game. It's just me, and the streets be talking. 347-855-8896. And if you want to get into the asylum, you can press 1. If you want to hear us on the laptop, you know, on your iPhone, iPad, Blog Talk, www.blogtalkradio.com. Man, search box, the streets is talking. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern. And
yeah,
remember,
man.
Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. Now,
hey.
Me.
L Boogie, now I got to really ask you a question, though, because I think there's some major concerns out there in the state of Ohio, not just in the NFL.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Look like the college level is slipping. What's up with your boy Braxton Miller going down with a sprained knee? I mean, is he B.O.B.? Is this dude a bag of balls? That's two seasons in a row. Man, look, let me tell you this, Braxton Miller. Don't even play no more for the rest of the season. Just keep your NFL stock a little bit high, man. Wait till a bowl game or something and then go to the league, man. Because if you keep getting broke up the way you get broke up, man, come on, man. Your stock going to drop. You got to stay high, Braxton. Come come on, Brack. What's up with Ohio State, man? Y'all got a shot if Braxton Miller can't come back this season?
I think that's the reason why the boy, you know, who's playing at quarterback right now, stayed. You know, when you're playing with an option quarterback and he's B.O.B. such as Braxton, Action Braxton, I'm telling you, yes, when he gets the ball, you stand up. But secondly, he's going to be, he needs to be going right to the classroom being educated about concussions because he is turning into a vegetable. So he won't file a lawsuit against the Buckeyes. He needs to be educated. It looks that way. And you see, because of their injury, they've dropped to number 4. They started off 2. Now after week 2, they've dropped to 4. Clemson has jumped ahead of them. Also because of, you know, the talent that they're playing. But Trent, speaking of our home states, is it a state of emergency down there in Texas? They just got beat 40-21 by BYU. They give up 550 yards, and they fire the defensive coordinator, Manny Diaz. And they go hire Greg Robinson, who's the color commentator. Are you kidding me?
Man.
You talk about getting somebody off the couch. What's up with Texas?
Oh, my goodness. And they're going to have the nerve to be ranked number 15 and give up 550 rushing yards to a team that do nothing but run the ball. Yeah, Mac Brown, you need to be fired. First, it was about Winston, the quarterback, the freshman phenom down there in Florida State, who wanted to be a part of the Texas Longhorn program. But this guy decided to talk to one of his sources, who don't even do recruiting, just said that Alabama and Florida State had it wrapped up when the young fella all he wanted to do was come to Texas. And so now, since we didn't give up 550 rushing yards, oh, my goodness, to BYU out of all teams, BYU. And can you imagine what it's going to be like in a couple of weeks when they play Oklahoma? It's going to be a blowout. But they got rid of the Manny Diaz, the young talent, and brought in Greg Robinson, a guy who is a consultant on the Longhorn staff. What are you doing? Mac Brown, you need to be fired. If you got other people consulting your team, you don't have control. You need to be fired, Mac Brown. You trying to do all this to save your job because you're making $4 million a year at the University of Texas. Well, actually, let me correct myself. He making $2.75 million this year and $2.25 million next year if he was to keep his job. So, I mean, he making a lot of money, man, and it ain't going right. You rank that high and giving up 550 yards to a team that we don't even know about, man, you need to be fired. You shouldn't have fired defensive coordinator. You should have fired yourself, Mac Brown. Hot seat. Streets. I don't want to hear about Texas no more.
Wow. Two programs that are going nowhere but south. Texas and USC is trouble. Those two coaches, I don't see them coming back. And you heard it here first. That's another segment on the show. If you heard Finesse, he says you heard it here first. T. Rowe is calling out Mac Brown, Lane Kiffin. You're on the hot seat to me. And in the league, I'm telling you this, Rowe, the offensive coordinator for Pittsburgh, Mr. Haley, he might be fired soon. It hasn't been going well.
Hey,
last
you know
2 years.
Since we calling out, you know who I'm going to call out to? Mr. Marvin Lewis, Mr. Cincinnati Bengals head coach. If you can't do it this year, man, I don't know how you keep skating and skiving up under the radar, man, but let me tell you, man, if the Cincinnati Bengals can't get it done, man, they need to fire Marvin Lewis, man. This guy ain't getting it done. And they were up in the game and lost to the Bears. So, Marvin Lewis, hot seat, baby. It's boiling, too. Let me turn the water or the heat up under that ass. Because I'm telling you, I'll make it hot.
You might, you guys, they're plotting to get you whack.
I'm telling you.
We got to take it in front of the commission. They're taking it in front of the commission right now. You got only a couple more weeks to live. Or it could be trouble, trouble, trouble. Juggly. Very. So, Ro, who, I'm going to ask you one more question before we go to the break and then get in the asylum.
Let's go to the break and then we come back, we'll handle it.
My, as the world turns.
No question.
If I don't earn, best believe I'm gonna learn. If I can't do either or, shit, it's none of my concern.
Let's go.
Watch my enemies burn as I fulfill every yearn. I reminiscing on the rappers I would look up to. The ones who want my feature price and the hookup too. The girls I fantasized about trying to hook up to. Niggas 7 feet telling me I'm who they look up to. And bitches still telling me to grow up. Don't invite them to my shows, but always still manage to show up. Man, I made myself a boss, and then I gave me a promotion. And I step inside the booth and change the world like I be voting. So when you step inside my office, treat that bitch like it's the Oval. El Presidente, Lord Sensei. Do your job, it could be pay your rent day. Getting risky. Crazy nigga, they ain't seen it like this since, yeah, yeah. But it's the life that I live. Collecting everything overdue for all the work that I overdid. D-Town, but Chi-Town, they love me like I'm Oprah Kid. Trying to make it to the top so I can let my dogs know it exists. Cause when you come from the bottom, man, it's so hard to just get a glimpse. So hard to get a glimpse. So while I'm here, I might take a pic and show them that it's more to the world than trying to make a living. Like changing it, then looking back and saying that we did it. Okay, como me llamo, CJ Inglés, no hablo, man, and let's just eat me out, Dovini, honey, my McDonald, all black, leather jackets while I ride in my Diablo, swear I feel like I'm Keanu, wishing Lamborghinis made of fire, though, cause I got too many real motherfuckers I ride for, die for, straight out the metropolitan, my city need a hero, so I treat it like Metropolis, and it's a few bad lowest lanes I can't name, even though I'm me, Lord knows that I can't say, but I'm still the same me, same clique, the same hood, the same bitch, I came up my bank up, but I stacked that like I ain't rich, back when we was on college tours in Wale, man, we ain't make shit, from Greensboro to SoCal, man, all the way back to Cambridge and Michigan State, close to my Michigan State, man, we was just trying to get away, man, we was just trying to get our day, and damn, tomorrow never seems so close, and life ain't what it seemed no more, till I was standing next to Puff and Hove off the French coast, $1 million never seemed so broke, and nary bitch I'm fucking praying, they the one I settle with, and niggas suing me, and they just banking on a settlement, never settling, life is too fast just to settle in, so many rocks up in my bezel, police thought embezzlement, like damn, shit, can a young nigga live, man, we done worked too hard. Yup, good. Finally famous, nigga.
The streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. We the UGK of the sports talk world. Baka! We back. We recapping the NFL. Who impressed you the most? Who needs to work even though it's week one? Who you think? What guys impressed you with the NCAA? Miami beating Florida, I mean, excuse me, you beating Miami, Michigan.
Hold on, man, game. Where you go? You up underwater swimming and talking at the same time? What kind of cell phone you got? Where you at?
I'm in the cloud. You hear me now?
Ah, let me get there with you.
Streets. But yeah. I was saying, who impressed, you know, we get into that asylum on the kites. Who impressed you the most, you know, Miami, Michigan? You know, who impressed you the most with the NFL also, Ro? I know your take, but, you know, and then after we get in that asylum, we're going to holler a little bit about that baseball. It's coming down to the nitty-gritty. One of the greatest races of all time in all except the NL East. In conferences in a long, long time. But, Ro,
Let me ask you this. Who impressed you, Miami or Michigan?
Who impressed me the most? I'm going to say the University of Miami. The U brought it back. They look like a team that just wanted to – they look like a team that's on a mission this year. You know, even with all the NCAA sanctions and how they've been treated and how Johnny Manziel was able to skate and they still got this steal penalty, you know, I think they were trying to send a message. And I believe that on Friday you said that they needed a thug coach to help that university get back on point. I think they have a thug coach. He just likes wearing a button down and a tie. So I think he's going to be all right. I think he has those guys going in the direction that, you know, back to where the U used to be. And hopefully if they can, you know, do what they were able to do on Saturday and kind of run the ACC, and of course they're going to have a tough matchup when they play Florida State and you know, a couple of the other guys, you know, Clemson, you know, we'll see how they measure up. And if they could stand their ground like they stand, like they stood against the University of Florida, I think those guys are going to be all right. But the big test is later on down the line, and I think they're going to be okay. So I'm really not – I would have to give it up to the University of Miami over Michigan for the simple fact that, you know, the U is trying to get back. Michigan is still Michigan, you know what I mean? So, but the U, they came out on fire, you know what I mean? It's just unfortunate they weren't able to score any more points in the second half. But, you know, from the way that they started in the first half, it was a great start and a great finish to, you know, what they were trying to accomplish.
Man, big up to T-Nick and those guys, you know, supporting the U. It looked like, you know, 88, 90, you know what I mean? It looked like the U.
Yeah, and you know what? Let's go to the asylum real quick, man. We're going to bring in a caller, man, who was pretty hype on the U and actually called that the U was going to, you know, end up beating Florida. Big brother, oh! What's the deal,
man?
Baby? The streets is talking. It's a Monday Madness.
Man.
What's on your mind?
Man, first off, I want to start this off by saying, man, big up to Serena Williams, man. Through all the injuries and the illness, she showed up Sunday, man. Won a 17 Grand Slam. Big up to Serena Williams.
Wow.
Yeah,
we're going to get
this.
Yeah,
we're
going to
get
this. We appreciate you. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Start that off.
Go ahead, don't speak up. No doubt.
You know, but you know, man, you know, when it came to this college weekend, my predictions, scorekeeper, I think I'm 2-1. You know, I projected, you know, I projected to Miami to destroy Florida, and I also projected Michigan to blow Notre Dame out the waters.
Yeah, you did.
You know, so, but I'm going to tell you, man, what team, man, unimpressed me. USC.
Yeah.
USC, man. And I'm going to also say this, man, this for the record, because the streets is definitely talking. All the players that have been pre-hyped preseason, man, it's like they got a hex on them because ain't none of them showing up. ain't none of them showing me Heisman Trophy potential.
Okay.
I'm sick.
Okay.
Do y'all agree?
I do agree, but you know, we'll see what Johnny Manziel presents this Saturday. We're gonna talk about that a little bit later on, but you know, it's still more. You know, we only been in week two for college football, and like you say, Braxton Miller is hurt. They really don't want to talk about Johnny football, and then, you know, they're the other ones. But DeAnthony Thomas, they better start looking at that boy out of Oregon, number 6.
Woo!
That boy there. Please. Woo! And, but Teddy Bridgewater, I must say, is living up to the hype. He's not playing too much of a competition. But, you know, he's putting up numbers. I'm going to give him that.
Man. So
I tell you what. Go ahead.
Hey, L. Boog, man, when I, you know, I took my break kind of early, man. Hey, when I jumped online, man, I heard you thrashing my Browns, man. I'm going to say this, man. Now, you know,
talk to me.
You know I go to school out here in Pennsylvania, Cardinal, so I'm out here with these Steeler cats. What I'm going to say is this, man. The Cleveland Browns looked way more better than the Pittsburgh Steelers yesterday.
Yes, they did.
I'm gonna say this because I was FaceTiming the homeboy Finesse, man, and once I seen these fans' faces, I threw my Browns jersey on. this true story. I threw my Browns jersey on, went outside, and they was looking at me so crazy that I was about to send a video at them. I thought they was gonna jump on. For real.
Man.
Hey, Streets. You didn't go outside
now,
with the Browns jersey, did you?
Matt walked outside with the German Scots on with the Browns jersey. You know, they gonna make me go out and cop a Ben Roethlisberger jersey.
They gonna make
me do that, man.
Hey, man, well, look. Like L Boogie mentioned at the beginning of the show, there was not one team in the NFC North that won a game during week one. Cincinnati, Baltimore, Cleveland, and Pittsburgh. So I mean, you can only go up, but who's going to win the division is what I want to know.
Man, all I'm going to say is this, man. I'm going to tell you my projection, and I'm going to say this week one. I honestly feel that the Cincinnati Bengals is going to win the division. I honestly feel that. And Cleveland going to be running up. Right out. I don't think Baltimore going to hold that hype. And this was so, I don't think Pittsburgh going to hold it up. I'm for sure Cincinnati going to win.
I like that pick. But I'm hoping that, you know, things can get a little better for you guys over there, man, because you got North Turner over there. And the way y'all looked in preseason was, you know, that was a little, you know, you gave me something to look forward to. So I'm hoping that, you know, week one was just a fluke and we get it back on point. You know what I mean?
I'm about to give y'all some fruit, man. Ain't the streets talking?
No question.
All day long.
Man, you know, the streets is not only talking, they watching, right?
Talk to them.
So I'm about to tell y'all this, man. Hey, Brandon Wheaton. Mr. Wheaton, if you don't get no order about that disorder, it's a man named Campbell ready to replace you.
And who is he? He's MVG too. Nothing to copy. Both of them need to be going online on Wednesday, right on my mother's lawn, on the black garbage can, because neither one of them can go on the blue for recycle. There's done. You need
hey,
to
hey,
change
man,
your season.
Double,
you need to change your season and you just trust your quarterback. That's it. It's over.
Oh, my God.
The guy is, listen, how is he considered a second-year player when he is older than me playing quarterback? The streets, man. But, oh, let me ask you this. No question. Let me ask you this. The injury to Braxton Miller, the streets is talking. Down in Cleveland. Is that injury by Braxton Miller gonna hurt OSU in the long run? Or you think that, you know, Guyton can bag him up and keep it afloat?
Well, I'm gonna say this, man, like, not only being an Ohio State fan, I'm just gonna say by just knowing football, the way that Braxton Miller extend plays is something remarkable. Like, we cannot go by, right? We can't go back from that. He's just like Denard Robinson in that pocket. You got to keep him contained inside that pocket, because if not, you got to make that man throw that ball. But what I'm going to say is this, man. That young boy behind him, he got an arm and a cannon on him. And I feel he's ready. But at the same time, when you is projected to solidify your excellence in the NCAA, you got to show up. Now, all these injuries back-to-back week and all these things you're going through, all this preseason hex that you got on yourself, you got to show up. You can't make no excuses talking about, oh, I was hurt. That's, nah, nah. They don't want to see that. They don't want to hear that. It's time for you to shut up. If you don't want to play through the toughness, man, just go ahead and sit back and let that young boy come up and play, man, because he ready.
I feel you on that. Now, let me ask you, switching back to the NFL, L Boogie and I were talking about Ndamukong Suh, his latest antic. He jumped at the knees of the Minnesota Vikings center. You know, it could have injured the guy and injured the guy for the rest of the season. What's up with Ndamukong Suh? Do you feel like he's doing this on purpose, or is he putting on a show, or what does Ndamukong Suh need to do about his situation handling on the field, man?
I'm going to tell you about Sue, man. I just put a post up on Instagram. It says, the first things in life is the hardest things to forget, which means is if we was taught wrong or observed something that is so wrong, you would have a hard time shaking. So I'm going to say this to Sue, man. Like, Sue, man, listen, man. Man, we playing football or we wrestling, y'all? Man, it ain't straight. For real. What is we doing, man? What is we doing, man? Is I'm sitting back faulting this man for the things he do? No. Because his job is to go in each and every week and destroy it. So if he feel like blocking somebody below the knees, I'm going to block him too.
Right. Right.
What is we doing? Dancing with each other, or is we playing football? Football is a contact sport. We are made to hit. So, which means is, how can we keep faulting this man for doing what he's supposed to do?
Right.
He just getting caught for it.
Yeah, and I think, but the way that it was, I mean, in this sense, he got flagged for the penalty. It was a 15-yard unsportsmanlike conduct, but it was the fact that he did it so where everybody can see the play was over. And then he decided to, you know, pull the ass. To me, I just think it's just too much. He's a great athlete. I'm not taking anything away from him. I know where he plays is dirty and grimy all the time, every play. But, man, you got to do it where people can't see you doing it. They catching this guy red-handed. And, you know, it's just getting a little bit ridiculous from Sue. I know that the league can try to have somebody to, you know, be the scapegoat and say, you know, we're just going to pick on you for the rest of the year because you're doing it. But he's doing it where he's actually being caught doing it, man.
Can I say this? I'm going to say this, man. All I'm going to say is this. You want me to tell you why they keep catching him?
Talk to me.
Because them players is tough. They are complaining. They are crying. They know that man is a problem. They know he's relentless, and they know he's ignorant. And he's coming out there. This was going. You can't say he don't come out there every game and play his heart out because he does. He shows
right.
up. And listen, he's only been. Listen, they are only showing the things that he's been caught for. They not showing the things that the other person is doing to him. He ain't complaining. He just reacted.
Right.
He just reacting. That's all he's doing. He's supposed to do that.
No.
That's what football is. Football is a contact sport.
But my thing is this, though. He knows what he signed up for. It's a thing of maturity. Everybody is playing how they're going to do it, so you need to understand the game in the trenches, when and when not to do it. For an example, in basketball, you're going to hit him with a shot. Of course, that when the ref's not looking. So they need to understand that, and he needs to understand that and mature and grow up, because what's going to happen is they're going to go on that Chrysler he be driving for you know, Ford in the commercial. They're going to take that money away.
Right.
So he doesn't get an excuse now. He's in his fourth year. You're all pro. So you need to, you know, stop with the antics, or you need to be benched. You're hurting me, and you're supposed to be one of my leaders. It's not about we know this football. They've been doing it for umpteen years. Is that the case?
Everybody be stomping each other on the face after every play. Because people, you know,
hold on, listen.
Just like the guy, Mr. Johnson from the Texans, he won't play tonight because he pulled the man's helmet off of his head. Yes, Mr. Incognito for the Miami Dolphins, the left tackle. Yes, he's dirty. We know that. But guess what? He does it within the course of the game, doesn't get caught. And what does Johnson does? Rip his helmet off and get out of his pocketbook. For three games, two preseason and one regular season. And we know in NFL, you get paid by the week.
Right.
That's a lot of money for a veteran.
A whole lot of money.
So what's the difference between Sue of the NFL and when Dennis Rodman was playing? It ain't no difference.
Yeah, nothing. It ain't thin line.
Yes, it is. You know what? You know what's different? Facebook wasn't invented. Listen, Instagram wasn't invented. HD wasn't invented. All the camera angles wasn't invented. Don't forget that.
But ESPN was still talking, man.
Listen, it's not about ESPN still talking. It's about those camera views. Can't you watch First 48? The streets is talking. You can't get away with nothing. Just like in any sport, you can't get away with nothing, baby. And if you do get away with it, guess what? After they review it Monday morning, you still might get a fine if they missed it.
Right. I mean, that can go for up until Sunday, the next Sunday's game.
So they still reviewed it, you know, the flags or no flags. So they watch the games, and if they didn't give a personal foul call during the game, they'll look at the review of the film and give them one on Monday with a fine instead of a flag during the game.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to say this, man. I got to get back to work, man. I've been on break for about an hour and 15 minutes, and I've been watching this Philly game, man. I'm going to say this first. These Eagles look real rejuvenated. These Eagles look real rejuvenated.
Yes, they do. Chip Kelly, big up.
Yeah.
Well, you know what it is, man. We love you know, to kick it with you a little bit longer, man, but we know you got to get back to it, man. Much love for checking in with us. And you know you got to check in with us on next Friday, man. You got to have a result about Floyd and Canelo. It's going down.
I'm telling you all this. When I show up Friday, I'm starting controversy.
Let's go. The streets is talking.
I'm starting controversy.
And listen to this. To the world. He's from Cleveland, but he's in Pittsburgh. He's the chef. My man, keep pursuing that dream. And you know when you're in the streets with L Boogie, T-Roy, and UL's a G, it's all about inspiration. Because we always talking, especially in the streets. And they don't even know it. One of the hottest sports talk show in the world. And they don't even know it. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. And T-Roy. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. But they gon' know it. Produced by DJ Steph, let's go.
PJ with a bright lean when on board. Got a mouthpiece and a 41 millimeter, you ain't even know it. Keep the 45 in my pocket, I ain't gonna show it till I have to pop it, then you gon' know it. Damn, who shot you, they don't even know it. Hawks game, fucking Floyd. TVC front row it. Rocko the Dunn, CEO it. Ain't got a rapper, you know it.
It's down on the pen shoes, you don't even know it. It's down on the pen lean, you don't even know it. Just have me no cut, you don't even know it. I came up from bottom, you don't even know it. My niggas all right with me, you don't even know it. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know it. This $1 million watch, nigga, you don't even know it. Got $1 million crib, nigga, you don't even know it.
Hey, that nigga show you that re-roll. shot. You ain't even know it. I die over these Reeboks. You ain't even know it. Put Molly all in her champagne. She ain't even know it. I took her home and I enjoyed that. She ain't even know it. Got 100 acres I live on. You ain't even know it. Got 100 rounds in this AR. You ain't even know it. Got a bag of bitches I play with on cloud 9 in my spaceship. Zoned out, but he stay fresh from zone 1 through zone 6. Freaks all in my blood, birds all in my dreams, boats all in my yard. Lemon pepper my wings, I'm about to get you fucked, niggas whack. You ain't even know it. Your man nigga about to turn his back. You ain't even know it.
It's down on the pencil, you don't even know it. It's down on the purple lane, you don't even know it. Just $500,000 car, you don't even know it. I came up from bottom, you don't even know it. My niggas all right with me, you don't even know it. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know it. This $1 million watch, nigga, you don't even know it. Got $1 million crib, nigga, you don't even know it. Hey. You turned up every day, you don't even know it. Got your bitch with me right now, you don't even know it. We turn up in the club, you don't even know it. Got 100 bottles coming, you don't even know it. Hey. We came up from that, you don't even know it. Drive a $500,000 car, you don't even know it.
You don't even know it. Man. The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Jewel to GT Row. I'm your wholesale boogie. Man, 347-855-8896. And if you want to get into the asylum, you press that one button. Man, we had a lot going on tonight, man. A lot. RG3, they taking the Redskins in their house. They done tied them up and robbed them. And you know when we do that role, it's the forward. Just look at their faces.
Who said it? He said, I was just looking at their faces. Yeah, man, it's just, yeah, it's sad, man. Philly, it's not sad for Philly. I'm kind of excited for Philadelphia and Michael Vick and Chip Kelly. Because, you know, the media can really be nasty sometimes. And when things don't go right, especially after week one, it gets, you know, they know what to do and they know what to say to push the button. So I'm just glad Philadelphia is able to come out and make things work. As far as Washington, you know, it doesn't surprise me that Washington is starting off like this, because Washington is a team that could actually – get going late during the season. You know, they went 9-0 last year out of the last, you know, 10 games. So those guys are, you know, they have shown that they can build momentum and work off of it. And nobody's better at working off momentum than we saw last year than RG3. So once he gets into game shape, you know, and really be able to run his team like he was doing last year and get the vibe back, I think he's going to be all right, you know. But Philly, I'm just happy to see that you're doing what you're doing. Michael Vick, it looks like he's doing okay. So, but we'll see, you know. It's just week one, but we'll see.
Yeah.
There you go. You about to disrespect now.
You don't even know it. RG3, you don't even know it. You should have sat your ass down. You ain't even know it. You don't even know it.
He said, oh. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be tough.
So, Ro, what's going on, man? Who we got inside of, man?
Oh, man, you know what it is, man. You know how we always do. We always got touchdown with those that showed us love and showed us how to get it done. So, you know, we always going to keep it real and check in with the old jizzle, double old jizzle, jizzle. Double OG. What's the deal, baby?
What's really happening? Heaven, oh.
The youth is coming. What's up with it?
That's the OG status one from the sports officials, not artificial. They keep it official, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Old Jizzle, what's on your mind, man? You know, it's been a lot of talk being talked about. You know what? Because you know, me and you be on the same page, man. So let me ask you this, Mr. Coach OG. Now, Ndamukong Suh has been, you know, he's been penalized for his last antic that he did against Minnesota towards the Minnesota Vikings Center by diving at his knees, trying to take him out. And, you know, now it's a topic, you know, of what they're going to do with Ndamukong Suh. Just, you know, just right off the top, what's going on with Ndamukong Suh? Can you tell me?
Oh, man. First and foremost, I got to give a big shout out to Oomph, man. I got to give a shout out to Oomph. You know what
right.
I'm saying? It's OG scorekeeper, Playboy. I know you're in Pittsburgh, but you was right. I'm keeping score. Only thing you was wrong about was that Browns game. You was wrong about your Browns. That's the only thing. So OG scorekeeper got your back, Oom. You know what I'm saying? Go home, cook that food, man. Cook me some food. You know what I'm saying? You owe me a couple pancakes, man. But you was right. You know what I'm saying? But you know, I gotta agree with him and L a little bit on this. You know what I'm saying? Like, it comes a time. You know, both of you guys were right. It comes a time where you have to mature. You know what I'm saying? You have to mature and do things a certain kind of way, as far as your profession is concerned. But at the same time, you know, I got to agree with Oomph on this. Like, this is football. You know, it's football. It's a contact sport. And a lot of the times, you know, it just gets taken out of, you know, he just be the one get caught all the time. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it'll flip, you know, where one side, yeah, you got to mature some. You got to grow up and just learn how to play and make sure the officials be on your side, you know, kind of like Michael Corleone. And, L, I think you said it last week, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like that. You kind of learn the business. You got to learn the business side of it, man, and kind of mature, you know. But on the other side, man, it's football, man. We grew up playing down the man, man. You know what it is. Throw the ball up. Let's go get it, man. By all means necessary. You know what I'm saying? So it can go either way, man, especially when the drilling is going. You're in the heat of the battle, them trenches, man. You know, somebody says something about your mom and them. You know what I'm saying? So it can get ugly, man. It can get ugly. It can get ugly. But
that's
it's both
true.
Ways, though. He got to, yeah, but on the business side, though, yeah, he got to kind of pay attention to that, you know, look at some film or whatever he need to do to just try to – you got to win those officials back on your side, man, because if you keep doing that, you know, they it is their league, you know, and it does stand for not for long. So they can take those that dream away from you immediately, you know what I'm saying, with those non-guaranteed contracts and things of that sort, you know what I'm saying?
Right. No question.
Right. So it can kind of go either way, man.
How is it down there in Atlanta? What are they saying? What the streets talking about the Falcons and the Saints game? I know it's just week one, but what were the perspectives after?
Oh, man, they was hot. They was hot. They was very hot, man. They was very hot, very disappointed. You know what I'm saying? They just knew that they had the Saints the first game, you know what I'm saying? But they saying they'll be back. They saying they'll be back this week. Roddy White will be back. You know what I'm saying? They saying they'll be back, man, you know, and that they'll bounce back. You know, but they were very disappointed because that's their rival, man. And, you know, that was an ugly game for them coming off of these new guys that they got in there, Steven Jackson and, you know, the other new guys that they got. They was hyped, you know what I'm saying? So it was kind of a setup game. You know, like T-Nigga said on our show, he was talking about it. It was kind of like a setup game, man. New Orleans, first game of the year. Sean Payton is his first game back. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of a setup game, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Now, let me ask you this.
Hey, but I'm
going to move on.
Okay,
I'm
listening.
Geno Smith, New York Jets quarterback, found a way to get it done for Rex Ryan. And even when the lights looked dim on the New York Jets, somehow, some way, they found a way to win. Were you impressed with Geno and the New York Jets?
Oh, he got it done. You got to root for him. I mean, he got it done. He got the job done. He won that starting position. They gave him the starting position job. and he got a victory, man. This is his first NFL start. So you got to give it to him, man. Big ups to him, man. And he's one of us. You know what I'm saying? And if he just keep putting in the work, we'll see what he do in the coming weeks. But there's got to be a an excellent confidence builder for him, man, and a motivational just builder just for his mentality to just be able to win his first NFL football game. So it should just be he should just move forward from this. I hope he just have a lot of upside to this, man, and I hope he just build off this. No, because like I said, I'm rooting for him, man. He's one of us. So you got to kind of root for us at all times, you know what I'm saying? And your boy Robert Griffin, man, it was just 4-for-15. It was just 4-for-15, man. They had a chance, but they was driving, you know what I'm saying? They missed the 4-for-15, man, your boy Robert Griffin. So, 8-on-33-20. Just wanted to give you guys a heads up on that.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, speaking of that, are you impressed with Philadelphia?
Man, that Reed option, that Chip Kelly, that looked like a fun offense. You know what I'm saying? it's gonna be on their defense to be able to, you know, to keep people not from scoring, because people are gonna score them. Like, because Washington came back. Washington got 20 points now, so people are gonna score on them. So you know, but it's a fun looking offense, man. It looks fun, man. It kind of looked like a flag football type of offense, man. He had a formation one time when he had a tackle out at the receiver position. You know what I'm saying? And they got some yards off that play, man. So it looks fun, man. It looks like it rejuvenated Michael Vick, man. Deshaun Jackson is catching passes. So it's kind of like playing basketball, and you got a coach that's just telling you, man, put it up, man. Every time you get it, put it up, man. Put it up, shoot it, man. You know what I'm saying? Running good. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like that, man. But on the flip side, though, they got to stop people, too, at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Got to get some stops.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Now, you know, we got the big game coming up next week. You know, and I want you to make sure you get your mind right, because you got 4 days in between now and the next show. To let us know if you're going with the Roll Tide or you're going with the 12th man in College Station. So, you know.
And the fight
hold
also.
On. Hold on.
And the
hold
fight.
Hold on. We know the OG scorekeeper. When it comes to both to a game like that, you know what he's going to say. Roll Tide. No. Man, both teams won. Man, I want both teams to win, man. He gets out of it, man. You know the OG.
Hey. I'm going for the winner, man. Whoever wins, you know what I'm saying?
And
that's how OG keeps scoring. That's how I'm able to keep scoring like this, baby. I got to keep scoring, man. For real. Unless it's the home team, man. You know, I'm a homie. So unless it's a hometown where they doing it big, man, it's kind of hard, man, for me to just not be nothing else but a fan. So I'm a fan of the sports, man. I'm a fan of players. And I'll just leave it at that. You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't cry too much for the cardiac kids, man.
Oh, my.
For real.
Listen,
too many Christmas songs, man, for the cardiac kids.
They scored a holiday, don't they? For real.
Streets is talking, man. Sports officials. You know, we didn't switch our time to Sunday at 10. So check us out, man. Big up to you guys, URL the G, T Row, L Boogie, man. Y'all, man, keep up the good work, man. Like, you know, Streets is talking. You know, they watching everything. You know what I'm saying? We always got to be on our feet, baby.
Much love.
And don't forget, OG, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a lot of girlfriends.
Tell them flesh sandwiches, baby.
Yeah.
No question. Oh, man. It's great when we can get those guys in on the show, man. Real, man, is great. But, man, big up to Serena Williams. Big up.
Yeah.
That's my girl. She be doing her thing. And that last little round she had, boy, she let him have it.
First she said she could not play with the wind, but she overcame adversity.
Yeah.
Man.
Just like a true champion does, you know what I mean?
Beat out the heart of a champion.
Yeah, so big ups to Serena Williams. And, you know, let's see, Rafael Nadal and Djokovic were playing in the men's finals. Yeah, if you give me a minute or two, I'll check out that and see who won that just as well, because Nadal was actually up in the fourth set. And, you know, I think he just might be able to finish off Djokovic. But, you know, Djokovic ranked number one, Nadal's number two. And Djokovic has been known to pull off some of the unthinkable. So maybe we'll see what, you know, if Djokovic can extend that tennis match to, you know, the fifth and final set and see what happens. But, yeah, we'll definitely see we'll check on that. We'll have that stat for you in the next 5 minutes. So, you know, for those who like that U.S. Open stuff, you know.
Ro, we're going to save the pre-fight and the Bama-Texas A&M game for Friday. But I just want to ask you, let's go a little bit into the baseball. Can we do that right quick?
Oh, yeah, man. Let's talk about the summertime pastime. Let's get to it, man.
And I just heard from the streets, man, Nadal won. He has won the U.S. Open. The streets is talking.
Oh, that's what it is. Nadal is a winner. That's what's up.
Man, Nadal does it again.
Yeah. Now let's jump into this baseball, man, because, you know, this is the month of September. We're getting closer and closer to October, and this month is going to be the determining month of who's going to go into this October festival. And it looks like, man, it looks like Boston is just trying to pull away in the American League. And it's still up for grabs in the NL between Atlanta and St. Louis and, you know, a couple of other teams over there. So what you think of the race, man? I know we've been talking about the NL Central a lot with Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, and also St. Louis over there, you know, getting it in. But let's switch gears to the American League. Do you think Boston has, and you know, with the new coach and the way the team is looking right now, do you think Boston can hang on and make it? And do you think your Yankees, L Boogie, who are only 2.5 out, can sneak in to get into the wild card position to, you know, to get into this to this October festival?
When you talk about a heart of a champion, and people can say what they want about we buy players. So what? If this is a league where you can have no salary cap and you can use your money, hey, don't be mad at me because I smell the money.
It's been like that since before time.
So my thing is that I'm still not impressed. I'm not sold. Honestly, we don't deserve to be in the playoffs. We'll get knocked early. We're not having a good year. Our pitching staff, CC Sebastian, not having a good year. Now, we've got guys back. Curtis has come back and played well, but our pitching is not doing well. But I tell you what, it's going to go down to the wire. It's 28 games left. I mean, I think Boston is going to hold on to the spot. They're up 5. But that wild card race, and just think, Texas, the A's, they're a game and a half away from each other. You know, the Indians are 5.5 out. So it's very crucial with these races. I think once you get in, you have a chance. Like you said, it's baseball. It's not, you know, it's like any other sport. When you get hot, it's a joy and it's an art to watch. And I'm going to watch it. I just hope Pittsburgh gets in. Please. We are family. All my brothers, sisters, and me. Tell it to me. Listen, you guys got to get to the playoffs. Even though I'm from Cleveland, I would love to see you guys get in the playoffs. You haven't been there in 20 years. Are you kidding me? Since 1992, the Pittsburgh Pirates have not been in the playoffs. So I'm rooting for those guys. I hope they get in. They just gave the lead up to St. Louis for the, you know, in the conference. They're down a game and a half, but it looks like they will get in. It's going to be tough once they get in. Can they do something?
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be tough. We're going to see. We're going to definitely see. And let me ask you this. St. Louis they going to do it again?
If it's not San Francisco, it's St. Louis. They do it to us every time.
They just get in. It's one of the two.
And when they get in, it's over. They get hot.
Yeah, down there in the AL West between the Texas Rangers and the Oakland A's, it looked like it was going to be a tight race, but it also looks like we're going to have a repeat of what we had last year. Two teams is going to battle it out and have to, you know, wait until the last game or the last day of the season to see who's going to actually win the division. Who you got? You got the Texas Rangers or the Oakland A's?
I got to go with my preseason pick, and I can't, you know, falter now. I said that they're going to win the conference or their conference pennant. I got to go with the Oakland A's, and I know I'm going against your Texas Rangers, but I just think they have a little bit more firepower in the bullpen going on to the latter end of the season. I know you have your boy, but he's only him. If he pitched every game, you'd be 162-0. Darvish is a dog.
Yeah, we'll see. You know what I'm saying? But you being so disrespectful. Don't you ever not pick the Texas Rangers. I know we fell off a little bit. But, yeah, you know, I got them Rangers, man. I think we're going to do something. I know we're in a little slump, but normally when we go through a little something, lose three or four, we come back and go on a nice little ride. And, you know, in baseball, you got to find momentum somewhere. And when we get Nelson Cruz back, I'm hoping that that's going to be a momentum boost for us just as well, you know, coming off his 50-game suspension for the PEDs. And, you know, hopefully he'll be that spark plug that we need to take us on, to take the lead from Oakland and battle it out and, you know, get the lead back. Because right now we're game and a half back. Yeah, we're a game and a half back, and so if we can do something and hurry up and get Nelson back, I think we should be able to hang in there. But like you say, Oakland is young. They got a nice little bullpen over there, and they're getting real hot at the right time. So I just hope that somehow, some way, those Rangers, man, can you know, step it up and find a little spark somewhere. We need a Yasiel Puig type of player to get it started, and what we can do that, man, you know, Elvis Andrews, I look for that guy to, you know, to do certain things, and so if we can do that, man, I think we'll be all right and catch these boys, but right now we got a nice little cushion on the wild card, so if we can keep that, above float, maybe we could just get in that way just as well, so, but we'll see. You know, it is what it is. It's just going to be exciting. That's all I'm going to say. It's definitely going to be exciting in baseball that's coming down to the end of September.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Just when I, you know, roll my guys off, and I'm a Yankee fan. Am I a fair weather fan? No, but I'm a realist.
I still don't think we have enough juice going down the stretch. Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. The ghosts of the Bambinos, baby. Prove me wrong. Get us in. And then maybe Mr. November, Derek Jeter, might just get healthy and we have a miracle. Send A-Rod off until his suspension of steroids with a ring. I know I'm dreaming, man. The streets is talking. I know I'm dreaming.
Yeah, you dreaming. Hey, it can happen if you put Mariano in there to close the game. He be losing out. Mariano Rivera, go ahead and retire, baby. You'd be the last number 42.
Like my man Dickie Vitale would say, it's over, baby. It's an NC. No contest. Put his number in the rafters and call it a day. Mario, keep waving. Get on your parade, and we'll see you later.
That'll do it.
Man, when we come back, we're going to give some shout-outs, some more callers. Shout-out to my man. You know who he is, my man. Nino 66, what the deal, baby? It's on. Streets is talking. Let's go.
Every club in your city, where niggas at? I be in every club in the hood, where niggas at? Pull up, jump out, stunning like I was baby on my cocaine cowboy shit, like in the 80s. Who the nigga think he is? Slick Rick or Dana Dane? Think he rock him or something? Look at his chain. Why I step from head to toe, I'm Dougie Fresh. Looking like I came to play, Mr. Lynette. Any nigga with a watch like that, he need attention. Your man don't ball out like that, you need to bench him. What? R.I.P. 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 Jamaican, whole pound strapped up in this bitch like we some Haitian. She got good head, good brain, good education. I'm dropped in a motherfucker, here's the situation. 1:45 a.m. the nine broken. By the time a nigga get to the crib, the mall open. Man, the nerve of this high ass bitch, she on the molly. She say she want me call him his bear, she think she holly. R.I.P.
Down near the end of the show.
They don't.
We killed the show.
Yeah, man. Shout out to the hood. North Park, Texas. Ella Bigot, a salute. 5,000. What's the deal? I see y'all. That's what it is. Okay, folks. I see you, Skywalker.
Man. Special shout out to all the football teams, high school that is, playing all across the country, man. They're getting it in. I'm loving it. And remember, if you can't see it, don't hit it. Shout out to Kells. Shout out to my mama, Cookie Mix. What the deal? Big up to the sports officials. Big up to Jewels, the G. Man, also,
I want to give a big shout out to Canelo and Money Team. Thank you for next weekend. I can't wait.
Ooh. Ooh.
Preview show of the big NCAA football game. The money fight is guaranteed $32.7 million to the Money Team. Oh,
that's too much money.
I know you smell the money. And week two of the NFL football season.
Who you got Thursday? You got New York Jets or you got New England?
Both teams, honestly, I don't think the New England Patriots, they impressed me that well against Buffalo. Either Buffalo is getting better or the Patriots are declining. I think it's going to be a good game. Is it in New England? Yes, it is.
Yes,
Jets,
it is.
I give no chance. Peyton Manning will put up points because he was not happy with week one. Watch. Watch out on a short week. It could be trouble.
Yeah.
And just think, bro, Washington didn't jump back in the game down only by 7.
Yeah, but the Philadelphia Eagles recovered the onside kick. Washington don't have any more timeouts. Chip Kelly about to get his first win as an NFL head coach. Great job, Chip Kelly.
We salute you.
Street.
So, bro, as we end the show, I just want to, say one thing before we go. And you know how the streets be talking, man. And, I just want to say one thing. Those who talk don't know. Those who know don't talk.
Already.
The streets is talking. Sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. Jewel to G, T-Row. Listeners, if you want to go back and listen to yourself, log on, blogtalkradio.com, category sports, search box. The streets is talking.
I see you, mama.
Shout out to DJ Steph, the producer of the show. Oh, hit me with that to take us home, baby. That's all the guys that got cut today for the NFL. We salute you, too. Hopefully you'll get another job. We'll see you Friday in the asylum. Let's go,
thrived on misery, left me alone. I grew up amongst a dying breed. Inside my mind, couldn't find a place to rest until I got that Doug Life tatted on my chest. Tell me, can you feel me? I'm not living in the past. You wanna last? Be the first to blast. Remember Cato? No longer with the seat, deceased. Call on the sirens. Seen him murdered in the streets. Now rest in peace. Is there heaven for a G? Remember me? So many homies in the cemetery shed so many tears. I suffered through the years and shed so many tears. Lord, I lost so many tears and shed so many tears. Now that I'm struggling in this business by any means, label me greedy, getting green, but seldom seen. And fuck the world cause I'm cursed. I'm having visions of leaving here in the hearse. God, can you feel me? Take me away from all the pressure and all the pain. Show me some happiness again. I'm going blind. I spend my time in the cell. Ain't living well. I know my destiny is hell. What did I fail? My life is in denial. And when I die, baptized in eternal fire, shed so many tears. Lord, I suffered through the years and shed so many tears. Lord, I lost so many tears and shed so many tears. Now I'm lost and I'm weary, so many tears. I'm suicidal, so don't stand in me. My every move is a calculated step to bring me closer to embracing early death. Now there's nothing left. There was no mercy on the streets. I couldn't rest. I'm barely standing, about to go to peace and screaming peace.
And though my soul was deleted, I couldn't see it. I had my mind full of demons trying to break free. They planted seeds and they hatched, sparking the flame inside my brain like a match. Such a dirty game. No memories, just a misery. Painting a picture of my enemies killing me in my sleep. Will I survive till the morning to see the sun? Please Lord, forgive me for my sins, cause here I come. Lord, I suffered through the years and shed so many tears. God, I lost so many peers. And Lord knows I tried. Been a witness to homicides and drive-bys taking lives, little kids die. Wonder why I walk by, broken hearted as I glance at the truck line, getting high. This ain't the life for me, I wanna change, but ain't no future right for me. I'm stuck in the game, I'm trapped inside a maze. See the Tangeray influence me, they're getting crazy, disillusioned lately. I've been really wanting babies, so I can see a part of me that wasn't always shady. Don't trust my lady, cause she's a product of this poison. I'm hearing noises, think she's fucking on my boys, can't take no more. I'm falling to the floor, begging for the Lord to let me into heaven's door. Shed so many tears. Lord, I've lost so many years and shed so many tears.